find out, this is interesting. This was written by Scott Frank, who did Logan, A Walk Amongst the Tombstones,
yes.
Wolverine, Marley and Me.
Oh, boy.
But look at this shit. Out of Sight, Get Shorty, and Malice. This dude wrote all of them.
Which he's got chops.
He does. And I think that he had like the script that he wrote was like more R-rated and a little more edgy. And then
Is that where this John Cohen dude comes in? Because this other guy who has a writing credit is really not a screenwriter.
He's apparently a novelist.
Yeah, he's written some books. So I wonder what the pass was that dude did.
And I just feel like the foot goes off the gas a little bit. It's a neo-noir, but it gets a little pretty bright. You know what I mean? Yes. Like in that way.
I think Cohen did the Jan de Bont version that then was changed. Spielberg brought this guy in. So that's why Jan de Bont has like a credit as a producer on this.
Even though I was wondering about it.
Feels like he doesn't deserve it because they threw out most of what he brought to the table.
Dude, you could put me as a producer credit on any movie you want. And
I will.
Here's my guarantee. I'll never show up. I will never show up.
I'll never bother you.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No premiere. I'm not going to any premiere. I'm staying home.
Yes, but I'll cash checks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder if Jan got some points on the back end, because this movie grossed nearly $360 million worldwide.
That's nice. I like that.
So that's a big-ass win for this movie.
It does not hurt to have the guy who made Speed on your list of guys involved in your action movie.
So because he could just stand behind the camera when they're filming action stuff going, dun, 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 dun. Because Speed's is one of the best action scores of all time.
Oh, my God. He ruined another take, guys. We're recording sound on this, Jan.
You have to stop singing the score to Speed in the background. I'm sorry.
Go outside with the smokers and do it out there. They'll love it.
We start with an alternate 20th Century Fox logo that looks an awful lot like I'm about to start watching an X-Men movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Which X2 was also this year. Big summer for Fox movies with alternate openings like this. But we get this future crime deal. It's set up sort of right away. This dude's killing his wife and whatnot. I would argue, and we've talked about these a lot because we just did Rise of Skywalker and we did First Night before that and Force Awakens as well last month. This movie would 100% benefit from a Skrull. Just get it out of the way. What is this world? What is pre-crime stuff? Let's get that with some text so people don't have to say it.
We only get the year 2056, rather. This takes place in the year 2056.
I have 2054.
Oh, it's 2054.
I don't know what's right, though.
No, you're right. You might be right.
2049 is when the program started, I think it said, and it's been going for 9 years.
Well, I think I kind of pick it up pretty fast while we go through it, so I'm okay with there not being a Skrull, but there are, interesting inaccuracies of what they got of the future. And apparently Spielberg had this whole cattle call of futurists and modern thinkers to think of what would happen. They got some stuff right. I could see there being advertisements on a cereal box in 2054.
Personalized advertisements is something that's dead on.
We start with a full-on physical newspaper being thrown onto some sprinklers, and it's a physical newspaper.
That's what's weird, is all of that stuff is physical, but there's screens in them.
Right.
When he's on the subway and it's Cameron Crowe reading the paper, looking at him. It's just a New York Post, sort of newspaper, but there's a screen that moves. It's very fucking Harry Potter.
Right. So we've got
instead of a still image,
right. Which is crazy. So we got all of Ukraine's minerals and lithium and shit.
Yeah, finally did it. We got the deal done. This is Ari Gross, who is the put upon husband. Who was an 80s kind of actor. He was in all versions of the Ellen show that got rebooted over and over again. And I watched every version of it.
Really?
Yes.
Chef Ellen? Little Ellen?
Well, it was final form, she was a lesbian, but earlier on,
So he was a man damned to be on the Ellen show.
He was, yes.
Every incarnation, he wakes up and...
There was everyone got purged, and every time it was Ellen, but this guy's okay. It was Ari Gross.
The neighbor?
He was the buddy. At first, I think it was even called My Buddies or something like that. It was kind of a Friend's ripoff. And then whatever. I just watched every.
The My Buddy doll? Do you remember that?
I don't.
Ask your grandparents about
My Buddy and Me.
Thank you.
I remember.
Yeah, that's the jingle.
Oh, I'll remember a jingle, friend. Don't worry.
Maybe he'll come back by 2054.
Mm. Laura Dern, right? That's who she
eventually comes out with in the movie.
Oh, the movie.
Are
you talking about Ellen, the movie?
Ellen, the TV show. I'm sorry.
Her big episode. Yes, it's Laura Dern.
Dude, I cannot wait for Ellen, the movie that ignores all the bad stuff about
right?
her.
Right? Yeah, we're only going to get success. It goes right up to the show being a super success and stops there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And then people will be like, well, it just didn't have anything to do with the story we wanted to tell.
In this timeline, she was nice to everyone.
Nothing happened.
Here we meet John Anderton, played by Tom Cruise. We're in D.C. Yes, 2054 is the year.
Oh, yeah.
We see this little wooden ball come out. Red ball means that it is a crime of passion that is about to take yes. place. If it's a brown ball, you see, it's a premeditated thing. But at this
Flush.
Point, yeah.
Brown, red ball, see your doctor.
Yeah, you definitely go to the doctor. Oh, my God.
Let it mellow.
Yes.
Yellow ball, just let it sit there.
But you got to flush these brown ones. Well, society, we're told, has flushed the brown ones right. because yes. premeditation now for murder is basically off the table. There's some dude, I think it maybe is Colin Farrell. Someone's like, yeah, we really scared him straight, didn't yeah. we? No more premeditated murder.
And it's kind of smart to set this in D.C. That's where the whole experiment is, because D.C. is under federal control to mm-hmm. this day. Like, it's...
Yeah.
There's no like state bureaucracy to stop what the federal government wants to do to DC.
It is a nice kind of like, yeah. so the government's going to do this big social experiment. We're going to use the District of Columbia as the petri dish for it. So this pre-crime thing is an experiment that's been going on for 9 years. 9 years only in DC, yeah. which is kind of a crazy, like, so if you just like go, you know,
oh, yeah.
if you want to kill your wife and you live in DC, right. And you, can you, like, go on a vacation?
The murder rate in Baltimore is insane.
Yes.
It's tripled since
exactly.
this happened.
Exactly. Like, you're just pushing all the murders out to, like, other parts
also,
of the country.
It's not that good, this whole system no, here, this pre-crime no. system, because we get the ball of the killer, this guy.
Howard Marks.
And we get the ball of the victim, which is the wife. And Tom Cruise the entire time is like, where the hell does he live?
Okay.
I don't know. You have both of the clues.
I don't understand this. In 2054, we have all this technology. We don't have a fucking phone book around. We don't no. have any kind of listings for
well,
these people.
Maybe we're losing so much time making these innate, beautiful fucking balls. Right. They're just like,
they're so nice, though,
they're
dude.
Gorgeous.
Which, what's his name? Neil McDonough? Is that
Neil
his
McDonough's
name?
Yes. in this movie.
He,
yeah.
he explains at one point in this film that, like, it's done with the wooden balls because the wood grain is all unique and it yeah. can't be forged. Like, you
Correct.
Can't frame someone with a fake ball.
And there we need more spruce. Ah, oh, fuck, the wood machine's jammed. People are going to get murdered.
We no longer have trees in D.C. There are none left.
Dude, yeah, how much wood are we wasting on these balls, dude? Seriously.
Quite a lot,
the
I would
lacquering
imagine.
Process, because, again, you don't want to get a splinter when you pick this thing up. You got to
no.
really spray it down.
No,
because,
yeah. there's a murder that's about to happen. You got to grab these fuckers quick. You can't be getting splinters on the thingies. Come
hey,
on.
Agatha, could you just like tell us what? No, it needs to be
it's got
to
be a ball.
Can you also, see no I could you really just tell me, could you just, I don't want to see.
She only provides clues. Mm-hmm. By the way, this Neil McDonough character,
hell,
you hear
yeah.
about him recently in the press talking about how, like, he was no longer cast in Hollywood
yeah.
stuff because he refused to give all the kisses everyone wanted to give him.
Yes.
Because he's married and he doesn't want to give all the kisses. And every role demands kisses upon
demands
him.
Demands kissing, apparently. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's like I believe him when he's like, because there are those
yeah.
dudes, I think Kirk Cameron's another one of those fucking
yes.
weirdos where it's like, well,
yeah.
I just couldn't possibly because my wife would get mad
no, no,
at me.
It's just difficult right-wing Christians.
Exactly. No,
period.
Like, that reason isn't why you're not getting them roles, motherfucker. And for what it's worth, that dude's awesome in Captain America 1. That dude's awesome on Justified. Like,
yeah. Tulsa King? Absolutely.
He's a yep. TV guy.
Yeah.
And like, yes, occasionally you're going to get a movie and you're fine in the movies. And you're a good TV actor. Shut up. Enjoy
but,
it.
But good Band of Brothers as well.
Yeah.
He's
done
yeah.
plenty
I've,
of good stuff.
I've never disliked him, but for him to come out in the press and say, like, everyone wants to have sex scenes with me.
Stop trying to have sex scenes with me, please. But yes, we're lacquering these balls, and we got the cool thing. We got Steve Harris, another TV actor. He was he's like Tom Cruise's number two for a little
Jad.
While. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jad.
Yes.
J-A-D is the name. Yeah.
A very Philip Dickian name. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, that doesn't make sense.
He's helping him with these kind of, and this is the most famous thing in the movie, is we're moving the pictures around with our fingies.
Yes.
Sometimes you need little gloves, other times you don't, ?
Right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. I will say I remembered more finger orchestration
yes.
things in this movie.
And do you know why? I know why.
I don't know, but I'm just
I'll
going to
you.
Say I'm thankful that there's just the
well,
amount we have. Yeah.
There were so many news stories at the time where it was like, oh my God, look at this in Minority Report where Tom Cruise is using the fingers. This is the future. In 5 years,
yeah.
you're only going to be fingering stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every single screen is going to be a touch screen, mm-hmm. they started calling them. I mean, we got there with the iPhone, but like they acted like this was a technology that was immediately about to happen.
Yes. Now I do remember that, where it's like, this is just, it's just the beginning. They're just opening the door for how awesome this is.
I saw Mary Hart losing her shit over the idea that this would be the future.
But we're still printing newspapers with LED screens that will change. Right. Is it $100 a newspaper?
I hope you're recycling all
that. Yes, exactly.
The paper that's going to these things, too. It seems like a waste. A lot of fucking paper waste in this movie.
It's not even up to them. Wood you waste. Think people are recycling these things like they should? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Are hobos sleeping using them as blankets? They better be.
Yes.
Well, how could you go to sleep when your fucking newspaper blanket's flashing different pictures
at you?
That's
a good point.
If you liked what you just heard and you want to get the rest of this episode, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies, where not only can you instantly unlock the rest of this fine program, you also get yourself access to hours upon hours of exclusive shows and commentaries you cannot get anywhere else. That's patreon.com/wehatemovies.